I won't let my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. In two clinical studies, Tremfya guselkumab, taken by injection, provided 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks in 7 out of 10 adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. In a study, nearly 7 out of 10 patients with 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks were still clearer at 5 years. At 1 year and thereafter, patients and healthcare providers knew that Tremfya was being used. This may have increased results. Results may vary.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
Sponsored by Novo Nordisk. Hi, I'm standing in quicksand. You can't see it, but it could be true. Having MASH can often be the same way. MASH, or metabolic dysfunction-associated steatohepatitis, is a potentially life-threatening liver disease you could have without knowing, especially if you have conditions like obesity, type 2 diabetes, or high triglycerides. You don't know if I'm in quicksand, and you won't know if you're at risk for MASH without talking to your doctor. Learn more at speakliver.com.
Dave Moore
on Today FM.
Congratulations on Nosferatu. It is utterly terrifying.
Oh, good.
Thank you.
So I saw this in the cinema on my own, and it was one of the worst experiences of my life in a really good way. As in, I kept thinking every noise and every turn was going to be Count Orlok coming around the corner for me. Have you guys seen it yourselves in cinemas yet?
I did. I saw it. I mean, not in cinemas, of course. We were saying earlier, I'm really excited to see it in cinemas, like with people and everything. Yeah. Like I'm excited to go and see it when it's out and just like feel the energy of the crowd and their, you know, hopefully their blood curdling fear. but I saw it. Yeah, I got to see it in a movie theater, which was incredible. I mean, it was so cool. I think it would have been very like meaningful and special no matter what like circumstances. Sure. But I really think this movie specifically is a big screen movie for sure.
Yeah, it's visually so stunning.
Yeah.
And then the sound, the score, everything just completely is so imposing. I didn't get to watch it with an audience, but that's something I'm very excited for because Robert Eggers, the director, is a kind of a master of building suspense and tension. Is.
Yeah.
And I was like feeling like, oh, this is stressful. Just me and I know what's going to happen. So I can't wait to feel like that in a group scenario.
Well, I'm glad you felt it because that's exactly what he does in this movie, Robert the director. He creates this mood for the entire thing. And every time you think there's a release, oh, it's daytime. Oh, hooray. No, but it's daytime in, you know, the 18th century. There are no street lights. It's misty. It's foggy. Like, it just constantly keeps you in this kind of sense of tension and drama. And then, yeah, all the explosions of Count Orlok encounters and all that. It's just amazing. Lily Rose, I found Ellen such a captivating but also actually terrifying character in the story because she seems torn between these two worlds of the living world and the world of Count Orlok. And it must be just fun to explore a character like that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that's like something that, you know, like made me so excited about getting to play Ellen from the beginning is that she, you know, Rob has been wanting to make this movie for so long. And so when I read the script initially, she was already so full of so many like amazing complexities that I was so excited to dive into. And then of course, like, you know, then you have more conversations and more rehearsals and you just like, you know, she's a character that I like kept finding more things out about. And, you know, she was like revealing herself to me throughout like the process. And I was like fascinated with getting to know her. And, you know, and I think it's also like, it speaks a lot to like, what Rob also, I think, is like wants to say with this movie, like there's a reason why he made the deliberate choice to tell it from Ellen's perspective. Yes. By telling it from her perspective, he's giving her a voice that, like, you know, a woman in her situation and in that time period wouldn't have had. You know, there was, as we know, not a lot of room for women to be anything other than like well behaved and, you know, kind of proper. And Ellen, you know, is somebody who's incredibly complex and has a lot going on inside of her, and I think is like struggling to accept herself, I guess, in like simple terms, because she does have so much darkness within her. And I think, you know, is in an environment that does not have space for that. And so I think as much as it's like, you know, happening externally. I think there's just so much happening internally with her as well that she's trying to understand and accept about herself.
And Nicholas, your character encounters Count Orlok more than most. Bill Skarsgård, we will say nothing about anything in this movie. We want everyone to go and see it in the cinema and experience it himself. But in terms of your interaction with him, actor to actor, like, are you terrified on set, or are you able to just park it and go, oh, that's just Bill, and there you go?
It's interesting because a lot of the times, I suppose, when you're performing scenes with people, you can be like, oh, that's so-and-so, and I know them. And what's so powerful about how Bill's transformed in this is it wouldn't feel like Bill was there. Right. Obviously, physically, how he's transformed, but how he moved, his voice, his breathing, every aspect of it had completely disappeared. So, you know, even though occasionally when you were kind of offset, you might feel like, oh, we can have a laugh for a moment, there was still within the set and the tent and like the atmosphere that Rob would build on set and how Bill was portraying the character, it was intimidating and scary. Yeah. So that, you know, my job a lot easier rather than being like, oh, I'm going to have to pretend to be scared.
Right.
I was like, that's scary. Great.
And you've both worked here. You certainly shot Wolf here, Lily Rose, didn't you, in Ireland? Have you guys been here? Nicholas, have you done much?
I did. I love Ireland. We shot it during like COVID, like peak COVID. So I didn't get to explore as much as I would have loved to, but I have like the most fond memories of it. And even actually hearing your lovely accent, it brings me right back. I love Ireland.
Well, please come back. We'd love to have you back.
I've only visited. I've never shot in Ireland, but I'd like to.
It's beautiful.
I'm visiting next year. I'm doing like a motorcycle trip.
Oh,
fantastic.
Nice.
Drop into the studio and say hi. You're more than welcome, Nicholas.
Thanks.
It's great to talk to you. Congratulations, both of you, on Nosferatu. I loved it.
Thank you so much.
Bye. Dave Moore on Today FM.
I won't let my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. In two clinical studies, Tremfya guselkumab, taken by injection, provided 90% clear skin at 16 weeks in 7 out of 10 adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. In a study, nearly 7 out of 10 patients with 90% clear skin at 16 weeks were still clearer at 5 years. At 1 year and thereafter, patients and healthcare providers knew that Tremfya was being used. This may have increased results. Results may vary.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.